Welcome back, friends. So Brother Columba Thomas, a Dominican brother and medical doctor, Father Thomas grew up in Lebanon, Ohio, and his family attended St. Francis de Sales Parish. He studied at the University of Dayton, where he majored in music, piano, and pre-medical studies. He then went on to medical school at Yale, where he first met the Dominican friars at Mary's Church, and he became a Third Order Dominican. He completed a primary care residency and chief residency at Yale and attained board certification in internal medicine before joining the province of St. Joseph. The beautiful liturgies and powerful preaching of the Dominicans first drew me to the order. Then I realized more and more that the Dominicans are uniquely positioned to effectively proclaim the gospel and give witness to the faith in a very secularized world.
Well, I mean, they are the order of preachers.
And they are.
So grace surely is there for instruction.
Couldn't agree more. The Bioethics Institute is where Brother Columba is associated. And as in our shows with preparing for eternal life, I have in the footnotes on my website will be their contact, their main phone number, the email, all of that. As I was told, I have not verified this firsthand, but I was told that there's a 24-hour answer availability to that. So, the art of dying is similar. Very similar. So we have to, first off, we have to sort of take a, we have to take stock of ourselves. And that will inform us as to how to prepare one way or another. And if we recall, the Ignatian, the 14 rules of spiritual discernment that Sarah and I did, and I have a link to the YouTube for that, that helps us to discern where we are in our spiritual walk, the good angel, and the forces of darkness that come against us. And if we're basically trying to walk with Christ, we'll have a certain set of temptations. And if we're more secular, you know, have living in a very secularized world, we're going to have a different set of temptations. And Teresa of Avila she defines humility as being as truth, being truthful about ourselves. So that examination, those series, of course, to review that. But I found it interesting, though, is that this is written 200 to 300 years before Ignatius. Well, in a very unique way, which will make, I think, a strong case from being a doctor of the church, his spiritual rules.
Right.
And we already see ongoing here in the Middle Ages. And
did he say how he happened to just come upon my book? Was it during his studies? Or
was it during?
Because it is kind of interesting that it's made its presence known again, particularly, I do think, in a time where, you know, many, many, many years ago, my oldest sister, there's a 20-year gap between us, she had said, and this is at least, you know, 30 years ago, if not longer, that her generation was going to have killed their children through abortion, and that those children were going to rise up and put her generation to death through euthanasia. And so I find it very interesting that in 2020, right, 2021, that's when this translation sort of comes back to us.
2021, yes.
Right. So, because when you had proposed this book to me, I just assumed that this was from, I don't know, the 50s or the 40s. So I was kind of gobsmacked when you mentioned that date. I just assumed that this was, had been something that had been written, you know, maybe in the 1800s or something like that, and was just being republished by one of these new publishing houses. I hadn't realized that he had actually taken the time to go back and reread this text and then modernize it, because we are in challenging times. And I think one of the primary challenges that wouldn't have been faced before, right, is our ability. We have such a vastly improved our ability to cure people who in the past would have died. Mm-hmm. But the life that they live after their cure may require constant and ongoing care, which in a community of unbelievers, or in a world of unbelievers, becomes very, very hard, because people don't understand authentic compassion, or they don't see suffering as potentially in the abandonment to divine providence, he says that suffering is the food of faith, right? And I think you could also, you know, if you want to secularize it, you could also call it the food of suffering. I mean, a virtue, right? That you grow through suffering. So I just found that really interesting. I hadn't realized that it was such a new text.
Yes. So I'm speculating, but I think it's the intersection of him being a doctor, him being, entering into the Dominican order on the
East
Coast.
He's a new Dominican. But he's relatively young.
Yeah, yes, he is relatively young. And so the bioethics makes sense with that background. And that's a big part of what they do, right? Yeah. Okay. All right, friends. Let's pick up in the next episode. We're going to get into the text then. Till then, my friends, free days at Rocio.